This is Morning Edition on KUOW 94.9 Seattle. We have new developments in the theft and crash of that Horizon airplane Friday night. KUOW's Casey Martin has been on the story ever since it broke. He joins us right now with an update. So, Casey, what's the latest?
Hey, good morning, Angela. So we know that the FBI says that they have collected the black box flight data, also the voice recorders from the crash site. That's on Ketron Island in the South Puget Sound near Steilacoom. The National Transportation Safety Board has those now, and the FBI also says they've located human remains at the crash site.
And those remains are believed to belong to Richard Russell?
Yeah, that's right. Russell was a 29-year-old guy from Sumner. He had worked at Horizon Air since 2015. He was a member of the ground service crew, so he worked closely with planes. He handled luggage. And part of his job was to tow aircrafts, move them around on the tarmac, like the two-engine Bombardier Q400 that he stole from SeaTac on Friday. And that's a big plane that can carry more than 70 people. Authorities think he towed one into position Friday, got it, took off, and flew around for about an hour before he crashed.
So do we know any more as to why he did this?
You know, that's a big question investigators are trying to answer. For now, all we have is his conversation with air traffic control.
I got a lot of people that care about me, and it's going to disappoint them to hear that I did this. I would like to apologize to each and every one of them. Just a broken guy. Got a few screws loose, I guess. Never really knew it until now.
Yeah, so there he is talking with air traffic control on Friday.
All right. And can we expect security to be a major focus after this? Lots of folks really worried at SeaTac Airport. What are people saying?
Yeah, you know, there's supposed to be meetings today between airport authorities, security officials, airline representatives about what more can be done with security on the tarmac. And it turns out that SeaTac already has fairly robust measures. Horizon says employees with access to the field already face background checks. That's a 10-year background check that has to be renewed every 2 years. And authorities say that he was fully credentialed and had legitimate access to the plane. It was his job to be there.
Sure. And, you know, lots of folks, you know, worried about security, but Russell's family, they're quite devastated by what's happened here.
Yeah, you know, they released a statement over the weekend, and they said that they are stunned, saddened to hear this. And we have a little bit of tape that their family friend released their statement.
This is a complete shock to us. We are devastated by these events. And Jesus is truly the only one holding this family together right now.
Yeah, so, you know, he was also married. He 29 years old, married, had his family. And so he also said during his conversation with air traffic control that he was sorry to his family and also he didn't want to harm anyone else.
All right. KUOW's Casey Martin keeping us up to speed on this very important story. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Angela.